Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Hate crime and sacrilege. Police are looking for the person who beheaded a baby Jesus statue in Queens. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck is following that story, joins us with this live report.
Yeah, I'm here outside the church. Here is actually a surveillance video that shows the driver of a yellow cab pulling up here in 74th Avenue just before dawn on Sunday, getting out of that cab, walking over here to the marble statue of the Holy Family, and then using his shoe that he took off to rip off the head of the statue of the child Jesus. Now, we spoke with Father Sean Soukiel. He's the pastor here at Holy Family Roman Catholic Church.
It could be mental illness. It could also be drug-related. It could also be just having some issues with the church. You know, who knows? Who knows who this gentleman is? Who knows what his history is with the church? Who knows what his difficulties are?
So the search for this person goes on. In fact, the NYPD investigating as a hate crime, and the damage to the statue is at least $20,000. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Flushing.
An off-duty NYPD officer and her husband stand accused of breaking into her sister-in-law's home and attacking her and her boyfriend. Police say 39-year-old Officer Maria Vialta and her husband Robert broke down that door at the home on 149th Avenue in Lindenwood, Queens, in the wee hours of Sunday morning. Then they say Robert Vialta pushed his sister on the bed, started to strangle her and punch her in the face. Police say Maria Vialta joined in the beating. Then they say the officer's husband punched and kicked his sister's boyfriend. Both victims had breathing problems and other injuries. The couple was arrested, charged with burglary, assault, criminal obstruction of breathing, and more. They were arraigned yesterday and are free without bail. Officer Vialta suspended without pay. Mourning in Deer Park, where people came out for a vigil last night for the victims of that awful DWI crash in a nail salon. 4 people died, 9 more were hurt. The community has started a GoFundMe to help.
Stephen and Vicky Chen are reeling, unable to make sense of the senselessness of the loss of their 37-year-old brother, Zhen Kai.
I can't believe this happened to my daughter.
He spoke of celebrating every holiday with his brother, sister-in-law, and their 5 and 10-year-old kids.
We just had the Father's Day celebration party, you know, not long ago. We both singing and drinking together. We recorded a video, and then we had such a happy family.
Zhen Kai's wife is in stable condition in the ICU. Assemblyman Ron Kim.
This is a story of Flushing. This is a story of immigrants. And in one fatal night, everything was taken away.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flushing.
The driver, 64-year-old Stephen Schwally, was arraigned on a DWI charge yesterday, held on $1 million cash bail. Prosecutors say they will see homicide charges, too. Funeral services are set for Saturday for NYPD officer Amelia Renhack. Her detective husband attended Schwally's arraignment. A call for extended lifeguard hours in the wake of the drowning of 2 teenagers in the waters off Queens.
Donovan Richards knows firsthand the heartbreak of losing a loved one to the water. The Queensborough president said his niece drowned. So he says the city needs to do more to protect people. He says learning how to swim should be part of every child's education.
That riptide is no joke.
16-year-old Elijah Chandler and 17-year-old Christian Perkins drowned last week in the Rockaways. Richards says the city should extend the hours the lifeguards are on duty.
In particular, when we see these heat waves, we know people are more likely going to stay at the beach longer. And the beach season certainly needs to be extended. You know, we keep talking about September. Well, remember, it was warm going into October.
And Richard says the city should consider building more swimming pools, which are a lot safer than the ocean. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Queens.
Updating a story we told you about here on 1010 Winds, the man seen on video apparently slugging a woman in the face after Brooklyn Pride turned himself into police yesterday. Jonathan Kay charged with 2 counts of assault, 1 felony, 1 misdemeanor. In the video, widely shared on social media, a man police identified as Kay punched a woman in the face so hard she fell backwards into the street. She's recovering. Well, it was a good night for the Mets. It was a night off for the Yanks, and 1010 Winds' Mark Rene wraps it all up for us.
Yeah, Kathleen, a day for the Mets that started with Brandon Nimmo in the hospital with a cut on his forehead after falling in the team hotel.
All I remember is I woke up and I was on the floor of the bathroom, and I was confused. I was like, why am I here? And I pushed up, and when I pushed up, I had the blood running off my face.
But all the tests came back negative, and the positive on the field.
It's off the top of the wall and gone! A two-run home run for Jose Iglesias. 9-3 New York on Iglesias' first of the year.
Pat McCarthy on WCBS as the Mets put up 6 runs in the 10th inning, then held on in Washington for a 9-7 win. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.